In the lunchtime edition, government confirms it's exiting the sugar industry and handing it over to the private sector. The education ministry reports a smooth start to the new school year, but the Barbados Union of Teachers criticizes the fact that not all schools are ready. Government admits the major concern as vaccine hesitancy triggered by COVID-19 spreads. And Britain's Queen Elizabeth hailed for her lifelong sense of duty as her state funeral takes place at Westminster Abbey. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
How good is your motor cover? Well, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. No one wants to have a car accident, but accidents do happen when we least expect them. With ICBL Motor Insurance, you have the comfort of knowing that our Omniplus roadside team will come to your aid, your straightforward claims are settled quickly, and claims payments are guaranteed. Save 12.5% when you purchase new motor insurance online. You can also renew your policy and choose varying payment options using your Visa debit or credit card. It is that easy. Remember, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. Learn more at icbl.com. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online. We make life easier with choices that suit you. CIBC First Caribbean.
The Barbados government confirms its plan to privatize the sugar industry and exit the sector. This has been reiterated by the Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indah Weir, on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program.
So right now we are at the point of transitioning where the sugar industry of Barbados will be privately owned. The government of Barbados will be coming out of that space. We've started the process where we took a committee to deal with this. There's an enfranchisement model which is going into place where the cane fields that are in production under BAMC will be owned now by the members of staff of BAMC so that they will take full responsibility for the ownership, the upkeep, and everything of those fields.
In addition to the existing players in the sector, investors will be sought.
The private farmers and those farmers in the enfranchisement model would then own the Portville factory, where the Portville factory would do biomass, 10 megawatts will be given to Portville for producing renewable energy. There is a prospectus that is being prepared, and that prospectus would allow for private investment as well into the factory.
The Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indah Weir, on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks. Thousands of students headed back to the classrooms this morning at the start of Barbados' new school year. The Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, speaking after a tour of the Lawrence D. Gay Memorial Primary School, reported a generally smooth return to face-to-face classes.
Many of the ministries that we've collaborated with have received positive reports about the operations. For example, I received a call about the Ministry of Transport, and I was told that at the Princess Alice Terminal and at the Fairchild Street Terminal, the services have been operating as planned. There was one incident of a bus that was late, and that was the bus to Chalky Mount. But given that we have so many children to transport, I mean, that is minimal, and I'm sure that they will put measures in place to rectify. I was also told that the school meals department, that they're ready for today as well. We saw the children coming in this morning, and they seemed very happy. The parents seemed happy as well.
Meantime, the education minister, K. Kay McCarney said investigations conducted at the Lawrence T. Gay School have not revealed the source of the environmental issues which have plagued the school for years. Ms. McCarney said students have returned to the school today and notes if environmental issues arise, they have plans in place.
The Ministry of Health, they have done tremendous amounts of tests. They have been here on several occasions, including last week, Thursday. This morning, they were also here. I wanted to be physically here in this environment to ensure that there were no odors. There was nothing in this environment that will cause us to have to take a different route. All of the tests that have been done, they've not been able to diagnose where the problem is yet. We have determined that should there be any concern again raised, we will take the same kinds of steps that we did before, send in the investigators, make sure we have alternative accommodation for the children to ensure that there's no interruption to learning, even if there is a setback in the environment over which we have no control.
But the Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is unhappy about the fact that renovations at some schools were not completed in time. President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell.
The BUT have been informed of at least three schools not being open due to incomplete renovations and others impacted by last-minute industrial cleaning, which in some cases were completed last night. This is so despite numerous assurances from the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training that renovations and industrial cleaning would have been completed on time to facilitate the proper start of the 2022 to 2023 academic school year. Perhaps the time has come for the Ministry of Education to move the Educational Technical Management Unit into a separate and distinct unit and give it its own independent funding.
The President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
Are you renting a house or apartment? Are you operating a small business from home with your tools and materials at the residence? Have you accumulated a number of electronic gadgets for culinary, entertainment, or career purposes? Have you thought about what would happen if you lose them all to fire or flood, or what it would cost you to replace those items? Don't be left in despair by not having the coverage you need. Have peace of mind with an ICBL policy that gives you the protection you need at extremely affordable prices. Protect your livelihood and your personal effects today. Visit ICBL.com to learn more about our contents coverage. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
There is major concern in government as COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy is affecting parents' willingness to allow their children to be inoculated against other diseases, a big worry amidst a polio outbreak in New York. The situation was explained by Senior Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Dr. Jerome Walcott, during a town hall meeting in New York for Barbadians living there.
There's an issue that we have to address, however, which became extremely visible, certainly here and in the Caribbean, and it was surprising in Barbados, because for several decades we had prided ourselves on having an immunization rate of over 90% as it related to school-aged children. And with the hysteria and the issues of vaccine and those who were against vaccination, we fear that this will affect us. And certainly, I've recognized that you all have been seeing cases of polio in New York, and this is worrying.
The session was themed a conversation with the Prime Minister of Barbados, and Prime Minister Motley dealt with a range of issues, but also tackled the issue of a viral video purporting to depict a major leak during heavy rains yesterday at the Accident and Emergency Department of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. She said the incident happened some time ago, and the issue was fixed. The funeral of the late Queen Elizabeth II was held at Westminster Abbey in London earlier today. The Queen was honored by thousands across the world. More in this report from Sky News.
Presidents, prime ministers, emperors, kings, queens, and princes will be here to pay their respects. The largest assembly of royalty and world leaders in history alongside ordinary members of the British public, honoured by Her Majesty for their extraordinary contributions to the nation.
Beyond the Abbey, huge crowds of mourners, some of whom have been waiting for days, are gathering along the long processional route through London and out towards her final resting place in Windsor.
And Alistair, it has been a truly remarkable 10 days. The tributes, the flowers, the queues, the atmosphere. But the essence of today is a church service and a burial for a mother who was a majesty.
Our top stories. The Barbados government confirms it's exiting the sugar industry and handing it over to the private sector. The Education Ministry reports a smooth start to the new school year, but the BOT criticizes the fact that not all schools were ready. Government admits the major concern as vaccine hesitancy triggered by COVID-19 spreads. Parents now reluctant to allow their children to be inoculated against other diseases, a major worry with polio re-emerging in the U.S. Prime Minister Martin dismisses as fake news a viral video purporting to show a major leak at the newly renovated accident and emergency department at the QEH, and Britain's Queen Elizabeth hailed for her lifelong sense of duty at her state funeral at Westminster Abbey today. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.